Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechas Horiyos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shish B'zecher Afayin, Yerusiv G'hagun, Bikar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah says, Kol HaTadi B'chaveroi, Koidim Eschaveroi, V'chalom HaKodesh Mechaveroi, Koidim Eschaveroi. This is specifically regarding Karbonos. The first din is that which is more common is brought before something which is less common. For example, we have two Karbonos, a Karbon Tamid and a Karbon Musaf. Let's say on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Yontif, they bring Karbon Musaf. Which one's brought first? The Karbon Tamid, because that's brought every single day. That's more common. That's tadir, as opposed to the karbon musaf, which is less common. Another way of saying this is tadir v'she'inu tadir, tadir kaidem. We find that all over. There's something which is more common and less common. We do that which is more common first. And the next thing also has to do with karbonos, that which is holier. It's on a higher level of kedusha. That's brought before a karbon, which has a lower level of kedusha. And that's learned from kaihanim. We know that kaihanim are more kadosh than other groups of Am Yisrael, which we're going to see in the last mission of the Masechta. And so that's where we learn this din from. And the last din has to do with what we've been discussing previously. We have the Par Kohen Mashiach and we have the Par Helm Dor Shel Tzibur. They're both standing. They have to be brought. Par Mashiach Kohen Par Eidah L'chol Maisav. The Par Mashiach comes before the Par Eidah for everything that's done. And that's because since the Par Kohen Mashiach is for the Kohen Gadol and he's the one that brings Kapara for all of Am Yisrael, so his carbon is brought before the carbon of Am Yisrael. Now, once we already mentioned this theme of if we have two things, which one comes before the other, we continue. Mishnah Zayin tells us, Ha'ish Kohen L'isha L'hachyas U'l'hashav Aveda. A man comes before a woman to keep him alive and to return his lost object to him. Men are on a higher level of kedusha than women because they're chayv in all mitzvahs, as opposed to women who are only chayv in mitzvah seishas magrama. So let's say a man and woman are drowning and we can only save one of them, we save the man. Or let's say there's two objects, one lost by a man, the other lost by a woman, we're only able to save one of them, we save the man's. However, v'ho'isha kedemes lo'ish luksus lo'itziyem beis hashevi. A woman comes before a man for clothing and for getting her out of jail. Clothing means we only have enough money to supply one of them with clothing, and a woman, since she has greater embarrassment when she's not properly clothed, so we use that money for her clothing, not for the man, and also to take her out of jail. We don't want her to be violated by her captors, so that's what we're going to use the money to save her, not him. However, if both of them, meaning even if the man is going to be violated by his captors, mishkav zachar, ha'ish kaidem le'isha, the man comes before the woman, because what they're going to do to a woman, that's the natural way of the world, as opposed to mishkav zachar with a man is not natural. Therefore, we're going to save the man before the woman in such a case. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with the very last Mishnah of the Masechta and the very first Mishnah in the brand new Seder and, of course, Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.